Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. the praise and worship part of the service. Okay, we got a lot of great stuff planned for you, okay, tonight. We got a devotional, okay, we got a Bible reading and a prophetic word, okay? And I'm also going to do an altar call after the devotional. Okay, so the devotional is titled, God is Present. You see, there's no better Father than our Creator God. He formed us and He knows us. He provides for us. He loves us unconditionally and longs for a real life-giving relationship with us. So He runs out to meet us in our sin, clothes us with new identity, and restores us to an abundant life He has always planned for us. As we spend time looking at the Father's heart of God, may a fresh revelation of His love for you guide you into a greater depth of a relationship with your Heavenly Father. If there's one truth that has the power to guide you into the fullness of life available to you in Christ, is that God is present. That's we're going to go into Psalms 139, verse 7 to 10. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I free you from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. So no matter where you go, no matter what you do, God is with you. And He isn't just with you in an abstract sense. He's available for you to tangibly and powerfully exercise. You see, Psalm 23, verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of comfort. You see, throughout every season of your life, He is there, ready to empower you, encourage you, strengthen you, and love you. He longs to meet you where you are at and provide all the guidance, love, comfort, and fatherly encouragement you need. You see, when God meets with us, He both satisfies our emotions and transforms us. He heals our hearts and empowers us to live the life He has planned for us. So as our Father, He not only comforts us when we need Him, but guides and helps us through the various seasons of life. See, God is present not only to love you emotionally, but practically as well. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with thee. Okay? Be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So as the Father teaches His son or daughter how to walk by upholding them, your God longs to uphold you through whatever decision, trial, season, or pain you are presently experiencing. He is not distant. Okay, God who just gives us children's rules and tells them to go through life on their own. He's not a far-off creator who leaves His creation to His own devices. He is working presently in our midst to shepherd us toward the fullness of life Jesus died to give us. There is more present, loving, or powerful Father than our God. There is no greater helper than the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. And there is no greater life than the one who lived in constant communion with our Creator. So whatever season you find yourself in today, press it into your heart of your Heavenly Father. As you enter into guided prayer, allow God to fill you, satisfy you, comfort you, and love you. Allow Him to shepherd you, empower you, uphold you, and encourage you. Experience the nearness of your Heavenly Father and walk today in constant communion with your God who is present. So first, meditate on the fact that God is present. Allow Scripture to fill you with the faith to encounter your Heavenly Father today. Okay? Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in a secret place so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? That's Jeremiah. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord is your midst. You shall never again fear evil. That's Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15. So be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. That's Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 6. 31, verse 6. Okay? So where do you need God to be present in your life? Where do you need his encouragement, love, guidance, and empowerment? Ask yourself that. And then ask God to make his presence known to you. Ask him to fill you with his love and nearness. Rest in his presence and allow him to love and speak to you. In John chapter 10, verse 27 to 28, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, so we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So a vital part of the Christian spirituality is making time to simply fellowship with God. Resting in the presence of the Lord puts all of our lives in perspective. It places God at a higher value than whatever else we could spend our time pursuing. It empowers us to live peacefully, purposefully, and it lays a foundation of God's love in which we can live without calling given to us by our Heavenly Father. Excuse me. So take time throughout your day to receive God's presence. Allow him to flood wherever you are with his love and encouragement. May your day be transformed by the nearness of God. And I highly suggest you read Psalms 139, again, chapter 139, it'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. Now, this gets me to the question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you know, that's okay. Because I'm going to give you a chance to just in a few moments. Let me ask you, are you tired of walking around in life aimlessly, not knowing where to go, or which way is up or down? You're never happy or have any joy or peace or love in your life. Okay, or maybe you're depressed, or maybe you suffer from some sort of anxiety, or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, or overeating. Whatever it is, you see, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So let me ask you, are you tired of living this way? If you are, simply pray this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gracefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I really want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay? I think tonight I want you to call in. If you said that prayer, okay? If you said that prayer tonight, okay? I want you to call in by calling area code 657-383-1487 and press the one key. Okay, because when you press the one key, you'll come on live and you can tell us and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. All it takes is one caller. So be brave and be that first caller, because that first caller can trickle 10, and 10 can trickle 100, 100 can trickle 1,000. So be that first caller and call in tonight, okay? And let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And once again, it's area code 657-383-1487. Press the one key. God bless you all. Amen. Well, okay. Let me play a special song here. Okay, for doing an altar call. Okay. It's called "Oh Come to the Altar." Here we go. I got Miss Denitra Thomas. Hello, how you doing?
God bless, God bless, God bless. How you doing?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen, amen. That God is an awesome God. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. He's compassionate. And I just thank him. I'm here in California, and let me tell you, he's been showing up and showing out of this man that passed away, and Jesus brought him back to life today. And God says, stand firm on his words and stand firm on your faith when it comes to healing of anything, delivering anything in Jesus' name. My spirit has, he's been just using me all day where I'm tired. But you know what? I just thank him for all that he's doing for us. And like he said, don't waver on your faith, your hope, your trust, and your belief. And he said, the more that you love, the more you can use him. Submit and surrender all will to him in the mighty name of Jesus. I mean, and that's what he's saying. We're coming together as one big family of believers. And his children are coming out that darkness. And all I can say is, hallelujah! We give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I'm going to be listening to the broadcast because I am tired. I ain't going to even lie. I'm going to be listening. Y'all have a good thing. Keep me up in prayers. I keep you guys up in prayer, too.
You know, I'll keep you in my prayers always. You're always in my prayers. Amen. Well, I just had somebody use a curse word in the chat room, okay? Okay, there's no need for that, okay? Okay, we're all civil here, okay? Okay, please refrain from cursing in the chat. Thank you, okay? We have women present, and I don't, you know, want cursing in the chat. It's not good, okay? It's a godly program, so we should keep it godly. Amen. All righty. How's California treating you? Jeanette, are you still there?
I thought she was
going to
hang out.
Hello? Yes, sir. Did you call me?
Yeah, I was asking you, how's California treating you?
California is showing. California love. Team Jesus has been showing up and showing out and acknowledging him everywhere. I was at Joshua Elementary School today, standing in front of there as Team Jesus, Team Love was high-fiving it. Giving the high fives as people just praising him and acknowledging him everywhere. And that's what he says. God says, acknowledge me everywhere you go. Take me everywhere. Praise me everywhere. When you're sleeping, when you're in the bathroom, when you're in the bedroom, when you're sitting up there driving, anytime, everywhere you go, he is going with us. And he says, acknowledge him. You know, that devil tries to think that they're trying to get us all mixed up and try to make us think that we can't praise our God. But see, we serve a mighty God, and he said, give him this praise, this honor, because we're Team Jesus. This is the one that was already won, and we're saying, hallelujah!
Amen.
So now that devil tried to suppress our spirits, but we're only going to say hallelujah and praise him on Sundays. But he says, praise him every day. Show him every day. Everywhere
amen.
We go and use his powers. Because we have no power, but we serve a God that has all powers. You understand? He has all powers. He don't just got a little. He got it all. And you got to remember, God ain't going to give us nothing that we cannot handle because we are his children. He said, believe and trust in him. And when you go through your trials and tribulations, to say, call on the name of Jesus. He said, ask me. In my son's name, that I will heal, I will deliver you, I will forgive you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. California Amen. Is showing Jesus. California is showing the love of Jesus. California is hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for sitting up there waiting on a sinner like me, not leaving me, never abandoning me or forsaking me. I have talked to his children that were sitting up there being tormented by the devil, and a man named Glenn said, yes, I already been tormented. And when he walked in, I said, you are a pastor. And his mother said, hallelujah. I've been telling him since he was a child that he had to go through to roughness because he ain't understanding what's going on. And as Jesus said, this madman was a miracle in the womb. I said, whoa, you was a miracle in the womb? And his mother said, yes, he was. When I was 3 months pregnant with him, they had to do surgery on my child. And here he go, alive. And all I can say is, glory, hallelujah. In the name Amen. Of Jesus. In the Amen. Name of Jesus. But when I first got to AB Hospital, there's this woman, and she was crying, and she was running, and Jesus said, go with her and her son. As I walked and held her son's hand, we went up there, and her dad was passing away. And I stand on those words. Glory in the name of Jesus. This is your miracle, and no wonders, Lord. I speak life. In the name of Jesus, I speak life in the name of Jesus. As they counted him out, God calling him in. As the one who said, when man gives up, God steps in. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You got to remember, when man gives up, God steps in. And he said, this is my child. I'm going to show you more miracles and wonders. Because remember, he created us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Woo. Yeah. I see you were caught up in the Holy Spirit there for a moment. The Holy Spirit got you going. Amen. Okay, it's good when we feel the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, come into us. Okay, and we can sit there and just shout with glory. Okay, that we want to give him all the praises and that he's due. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to bring on, Tony F., to read the Bible portion, So sit back and relax, and listen to the Bible being read. It's going to be read from Leviticus 1:1. Okay, here we go.
Here. You know, Ken moves slowly.
That's the old bones.
So we're going to get right into this. Leviticus 1:1. Now the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle of meeting, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the livestock of the herd and of the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord. Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. He shall kill the bull before the Lord and the priests. Aaron's sons shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood all around on the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron and priests shall put fire on the altar and lay the wood in order on the fire. Then the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar, but he shall wash its entrails and its legs with water. And the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. If his offering is of the flocks, of the sheep, or of the goats as a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring a male without blemish. He shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord and the priests. Aaron's sons shall sprinkle its blood all around the altar. and he shall cut it into pieces, with its head and its fat, and the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that it is on the fire upon the altar. But he shall wash the entrails and the legs with water. Then the priest shall bring it all and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. And if the burnt sacrifice of his offering to the Lord is of birds, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or young pigeons. The priest shall bring it to the altar, wring off its head, and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out at the side of the altar, and he shall remove its crop with its feathers and cast it beside the altar on the east side, into the place for ashes. Then he shall split it at its wings, but shall not divide it completely. And the priest shall burn it on the altar, on the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. When anyone offers a grain offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it and make frankincense on it, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, one of whom shall take it from its handful of fine flour and oil with all the frankincense, and the priest shall burn it as a memorial on the altar, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is most holy of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. And if you bring as an offering a grain offering baked in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. But if your offering is a grain offering baked in a pan, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened, mixed with oil. You shall break it into pieces and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your offering is a grain offering baked in a covered pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And you shall bring the grain offering that is made of these things to the Lord. And when it is presented to the priest, he shall bring it to the altar. Then the priest shall take from the grain offering a memorial portion and burn it on the altar. It is an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. And what is left of the grain offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is most holy of the offerings to the Lord, made by fire. No grain offering which you bring to the Lord shall be made with leaven, for you shall burn no leaven nor any honey in any offering to the Lord made by fire. As for the offering of the first fruits, you shall offer them to the Lord, but they shall not be burned on the altar for a sweet aroma. And every offering of your grain offering you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings you shall offer salt. If you offer a grain offering of your first fruits to the Lord, you shall offer for the grain offerings of your first fruit green heads of grain roasted on the fire, grain beaten from full heads, and you shall put oil on it and lay frankincense on it. Then the priest shall burn the memorial portion. Part of it is beaten grain and part of it is oil, with all the frankincense as an offering made by the fire of the Lord. Now we're going to go to Psalms 22:24. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All your descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. We're going to finish off tonight with Proverbs 9, 10, and 12, which says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself, and if you scoff, you will bear it alone." Amen.
Amen.
That's where I'm going to leave you all tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. My job is simply to share the Bible with you. If only one ear hears, that's good enough for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You read that with such passion.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. You got to have passion when you read the Bible. Okay, there ain't nothing better than passion when you read the Bible. Okay, especially if you're reading it to many. Okay, they're listening on the link. Okay, they're listening on the chat room. Okay, that is called in as well. Amen? All right. All right. Well, let's see here. I guess we got some callers. Okay, let me see who this is. Let me take it and see who it is. If it's a bad caller, I'm gonna hang up on you. I hope you're not. Okay, hello.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Okay. All righty, we got the troll season tonight. Okay, let's see what, about the next
fuck
one.
Fuck you.
Okay, none of that.
So let's call
okay. It on. Okay, yeah, that'll be the end of callers since they want to be trolls tonight. Okay, I don't know if you get that, JC Overcomers. Okay, get trolls calling in or not. Okay, but. It happens here sometimes, okay? So, no, I'm not taking any more callers, okay?
Go in the chat room and dump Porsche Monkey. Nothing but bad juju.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
I can delete it. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, there was a message there. I had to delete. Okay. Let's play some more music here real quick. Okay. Alrighty. Here we go.
Thank you.
tonight. I'm going to bring on our brother here. Okay, I believe this is Spencer. Spencer, is that you?
Hello, Ken. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine there, my brother.
Okay. Yes, it's me. I'm actually untangling my headphones at the moment so I can plug those in and hear you a little better. But, yeah, I listened to your message earlier, and I thought you did a really good job, as always. Yeah, I just wanted to call and see how you and Tony were doing. I haven't called into the show in quite some time.
Yeah, I know. I haven't. I've seen a couple other 509s, but not your number. Okay, so I haven't been answering them. Okay, so we're doing okay. I know you were having some problems the last time we talked. How's that? How's everything going for you? You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Let me try to call back in.
Okay. Try to call back in. All right.
Just remember his number.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, okay. So some people are having an easy time getting into the chat room, where others they're able to get into it, but they're not able to type. Okay. Did you guys have any problems? Okay. When you decided to get into the chat room, did you just go straight to typing? Let me know. Okay. All right. Like I said, since they switched over to this new format, I've been having some people say they can't type. Okay. So I don't know. Well, let's see. Okay, let's play another song while we wait for Spencer to call back. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Well, we got Spencer back. Let's see if we can hear him talk. Spencer, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay now? Not breaking up?
Yeah, I can hear you okay now. I don't know what happened. It's
okay,
probably
great.
When you first plugged your headphones in.
That's exactly what happened. So.
Let me bring on Janandra. She's here too. Okay, she's back. She must have.
My granddaughter was messing with my phone. I apologize, but I'm listening.
Oh, okay. All righty. So Spencer.
So.
When the last time we talked, you were having some problems. Is everything better now?
Everything is what it was supposed to be. Because, see, God told me that I was going to California. But I'm like, I don't know why I'm going to California. And it's not for me to know why. When God is showing us that, you know, you'd be going. Because of my traveling, I couldn't watch my dog. And this lady took my dog in. And now she has to move. So I didn't want my dog to be going to a pound to get euthanized. So I had to come back and get my dog. So as I came out here, God had things that he wanted me to do. Jesus had things that he wanted me to do. He wanted me to show him everywhere that I go because that's what I do. So it wasn't a problem. It was just prophecy because I kept telling people, well, he keeps showing me going to California, but I don't got no money. And, you know, I stand on his word and I stand on my faith that he's going to make my way up and back. And when I started driving, the Lord told me to, before you leave to come back, you need to get your brakes done. So I'm like, Lord, I don't got no money, Lord. And I said, but Lord, you have already made my way.
You made it, Lord.
My brakes would be fixed tomorrow morning, thank you, the Lord, and I'm going to make it home in Jesus' name, you know, and that's just standing on my face and on his word, you know, so I just thank God, you know, I never know what would cause me to go different places, but when he wants me to get up and go, he always makes my way, and I just like, okay, Lord.
Well,
you
have family up there, right?
Excuse me?
You have family in California, don't you?
I have my mother that's in Los Angeles, California, in Lancaster. I got my daughter, Jasmine, and my daughter, Destiny, that lives in Mojave, my daughter, Mary Lee, that lives in Mojave. So I got kids out here. And usually when I travel, it's rare that he lets me stay with somebody because of an emergency. He okay for me to stay with my daughter because I didn't have no money for a motel room. And this visit, which was different, usually when I take in, I have to release. And my daughter, Destiny, she knows that when I release, sometimes I cry out, sometimes I get loud, and it doesn't bother her when I'm praising God and thanking God and just the Holy Spirit is just using me and talking to me. Just like now, when I was earlier, he was just speaking through me, and she wouldn't tell me, be quiet, don't do that. But, you know, I have another daughter that would say, oh, no, you can't do that, you're loud, and, you know, whatever. So he gave me a peaceful setting, and that's why a lot of times when I decline to stay with people because when I praise him, I praise loud. When I glorify him, I glorify loud. And sometimes I get in situations when he's talking to somebody through me and he's taking things. And, you know, we can understand when God is using us and we're talking about anger and hatred, and we're getting all this stuff in sickness and homosexuality. We're getting all this stuff. We got to release this stuff back to the Father because he can handle it. You know, he takes all the burdens away in the name of Jesus, and people don't understand that. And there's one thing that I want to talk to you about real quick. that a lot of people don't understand. The reason why we don't sit up there and mess with fortune tellers and mediums and things like that, because if we do mess with them, we entertain the spirits, and the spiritual world is way more powerful than the physical world. I have a young lady right now, her house is getting cleansed because she let somebody that she loves is letting portals into her house, to where the person was entertaining the spirits of negativity in the spiritual world, to where the spirits got so powerful that they was turning on her TV. Okay, and people don't understand, when you entertain negativity, when you entertain these spirits, and when you start acknowledging spirits, and you start acknowledging, talking about portals, these things come in existence. And the more that you acknowledge a spirit, the more power it gets, or the more hatred and envy and anger you have in you, the more they come alive and they start doing things within your house. And that's why, you know, the Lord says we got to always give everything. If we know something somewhere, hey, if it's of darkness, put it in a vest of hell. If it's of the light, just thank God. You know, but we never entertain spirits, and we just don't do these things. And, you know, when we're acknowledging these things, because there's people that acknowledge them and deal with them, you got to understand. That's why the Lord tell us never entertain spirits, because if you entertain them, you're giving them power to do things within your house. When you hear people talking about how a chair moved and wasn't nobody by the chair, or the light came on, or the TV came on, that's a spirit. That's a spirit that has a lot of power.
Power. Turn something on, it's definitely got power, because, you know, okay, you have spirits, okay, that can't do nothing like that, okay, and we don't know they're there, okay?
Yeah.
But you've got entities, okay, that can manifest, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's negative, okay?
Yeah.
Negative spirits. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get a hold of. I was talking to Spencer. Okay. Let me get Spencer on the line here. So Spencer, hello.
Mhm. Yep, I'm here.
Spencer, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Spencer. You were having some issues the last time we talked. Okay. How's things for you now?
Well, it's to the point where I don't really let it bother me. I let the Lord take control of it. You know, instead of me actually just sitting around and letting it bother me, because I really don't care, because all this person is doing is, you know, he's going to chat rooms left and right. He'll go to, you know, Joseph Gibson's room. And that's for a shout out. So, you know, I appreciate the shout out, whoever you are who's doing this. But, you know, I find it really funny that Blog Talk Radio, it looks like that they've changed up
their chat
rooms a little bit, haven't they? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this past Sunday, I wanted to open up the chat room, and it wouldn't let me open up the chat room because they were changing it over. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
To this, and okay. So I was listening to other Blog Talk Radio shows, and I clicked on the live link, and I noticed this format. I was like, well, that's the reason why I couldn't get on. I couldn't get the chat room open Sunday night, because they were switching over to a new format. Okay.
It looks like, to me, one of the reasons why they're switching it over is because of, you know, the situation of people trying to pretend to be people that they're really not.
Yeah, I think
you know,
so.
You could probably get a fake Ken Fishman in the room, like, no, this person's fake. You know, but now they're advertising and showing their email addresses. Like, we're gonna find out who you people are, because it looks like Blog Talk Radio is taking this serious now.
Because
I think that's a really good thing.
There's been a lot of complaints about, okay, people just getting in the chat rooms, okay, and just being willy-nilly anybody, okay? And I complained about that to Blog Talk myself. So I guess that, you know, they had enough of complaints, okay, about people being able to be trolls in the chat, okay, so they decided to go with this type of format, okay?
Right. So that's where I want to go on the record and say, you know, and you know, Joseph Gibson, I mean, to me, I've never called into a show, but I have listened to a few of his episodes, I guess you call them. But
right.
I like his platform. I like his platform. I think he has a great platform. However, there are people who will go in there, you know, in his chat room and just, you know, talk all kind of crazy nonsense.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know,
well, see, I think this is going to stop that.
Trolls will be trolls, I guess.
I think this is going to stop that. And it's going to stop because I noticed that just from tonight, that you have to, log in, okay? When you to go into this, you have to log in, okay, under, I guess either an email account, or you have to log in, through Facebook, okay?
Yep.
But now some people, okay, for some reason, okay, are having problems, okay, being able to type.
I'm actually in there right now as a guest, but guest does not show up anymore. So you could have like 10 more people, just 10 guests in here. They're just not showing up anymore. There are no more guests. They're not showing up.
I don't know why that's
I think
well,
it's really
I
strange.
I mean, because you should be able to see if you have guests, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, you know, that way you have an idea who's listening to your program.
Right. You're right. And I think that what's going on is there's still Blog Talk Radio is still working out the bugs in the chat room area. That's what I think is happening.
Okay.
They're still working out the bugs to where you can actually see the guests, because I'm in there as a guest.
Yeah.
But I'm not allowed to type, and I can't type, but I can see who's in there, which is really strange.
And two guests.
Right.
Two viewers.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I see it now. We're saying I've got two people speaking and two guests.
Two viewers.
Or two viewers. Okay. I guess
it can't be like two guests, because two people are speaking, but you, Ken, and Tony, you're on the page you're viewing the chat room. I think that's what that means.
Huh.
Like say if you had 10 guests in your room right now, it would say at least three people viewers. You see what I'm saying? But they might be like on a different tab and Googling something or something like that. So I think
it
says viewers, they're actually like live looking at the chat room.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I could
okay.
be wrong, though. I could be wrong. But
I don't know.
Because you have,
I mean,
because
like
you
I
have
said, it's,
people.
It's a whole new format, and it's just
right.
going to take a while getting used to. Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Because everything is individually boxed, and it's a nice idea. Okay.
Yeah.
It is that. I got to grant you that. Well, anyway, Listen, I've got to do the
prophetic. Well, I have a story to tell you real quick. I can go through it really quick, but it's a true story. Okay, so everyone knows about, you know, my like, past addiction, alcohol. So my cousin's wife's mother had a birthday party. I was invited. Of course, when I got there, my cousin was drinking. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't do it. I can't get back into it. And he's like, hey, we got rid of solo cups. Just pour a drink in there, and if people take pictures of you, you know, it's not going to matter. I'm like, no, it's going to matter to me because you're not recovering alcoholic like I am. So he after I told him that, you know, he understood. And I just wanted everyone to know, like, even when it comes to peer pressure and you're struggling with something, don't let that peer pressure get to you because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. One whatsoever, and I am feeling like unbelievable. I feel more healthy than I've ever been.
I would.
And you know, when
so.
I drink, I drink a lot.
I remember that. Okay.
Like day after day, and it's like I am as of right now. I am more. This is the longest I've ever been sober.
Well, that's good.
In the past,
one day at a time.
15 years, maybe. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just one day at a time. Like I said, if you got to narrow
it
down,
look at it.
An hour at a time, narrow it down. If you got to narrow it down to every minute, okay, take it minute by minute, okay. Okay, well, however long it is.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, and I know I'm not something special, and everybody's different, but I don't even crave. I don't have a craving for the alcohol anymore like I used to.
Well, yeah, because it was
maybe
in
it's
your
just
system.
Because I realized. Yeah, maybe so, but I feel like it was such a. Now, I'm not even going to say addiction, but it was such a habit. And now the way that I feel overpowers maybe that, you know, that craving.
Yeah.
I look at the craving. If I get the craving, I'm like, man, you're kidding me. Like, I'm going to give up the way I'm feeling now when I feel so healthy.
Keep yourself on track, okay, and don't drink. Like I
said,
that's
right.
You gotta make a meeting, you know, do what you gotta do to keep yourself sober, okay? Because you don't need to
I'm no longer in that, you know, Discord, but I do want to give a shout out to all the guys in there. I miss talking to them, but I don't know. I just want to let them know that, you know, I'm happy. I'm doing really well, but I miss them. And if they're listening, I wouldn't mind, you know, speaking with them for a little bit.
Well, you know,
but
you can always
I don't know who's all listening.
You can always go back in.
Don't do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Tony's saying, don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it, you know, honestly, because I miss the guys. I miss everyone, but except for, you know, a certain few. But I am very happy now. Not because I left, but I don't know. Maybe it does play a big part in the whole Discord thing.
Maybe.
Of me
maybe,
leaving, you know.
Maybe. You know, I mean, I know when you was on Discord, you used to drink a lot. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has something to do with that. I don't know.
They can drive people to drink.
Okay, yeah, that can drive people to drink. Okay.
Well, hey, I'm living proof of that. I know it. And I agree 100%.
You got about 2 minutes, Tom.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody. I ain't gonna have a chance to get into the prophetic word. I'm gonna have to get Tony over here to give us a closing prayer because we do an hour and a half, and we're getting ready to get to that point. So go ahead, Tony. Give us a closing prayer.
We want you to go your way this evening, knowing His light protects you from the evils of the night. Sleep well, knowing you are being watched and are never truly alone, for He is always there. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So,
amen.
Yes, everybody, same time tomorrow, same godly channel, same godly time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, okay, for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio, okay? I'm going to play a song to take us out, okay? And, it's good hearing from you, Spencer. Good hearing from you, Ms. Petra, okay? But we've got to close out. Okay. Okay, here we go with a song. right, good night, all. Have a blessed evening. Okay. Until we meet again. Bye-bye, all.
Amen. Good night.
Have a good one now, Spencer.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Night, Spencer.
Good night.